Wake up, it's warm outside. Time to wake up.
Broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios, it's the Jacqueline Nicole Show. With your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Hi, welcome to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline. Thank you so much for being here for another Monday night with me and my guest. So if you guys did not check out the previous episode, I did share my testimony, so I definitely recommend you checking that out. But if you are new to the Jacqueline Nicole Show, a little background, which is pretty awesome. About 3 years ago, I was invited to a radio show that was actually being hosted by the youth pastor at Living Word Ahwatukee. Her name is Michelle Miller, and her and her husband, Chris, they are the youth pastors there, and I serve under them as a youth leader. So she invited me to her radio show, and when I got on there, you know, we just chatted a little bit about the youth and my testimony, which was super fun, but I had no idea what I was walking into, because at the end of it, the radio producer asked if I wanted to have my own radio show, and I was super nervous, really scared. I'm not someone that used to like talking in front of people, but God really took that out of me, and I stepped up to the challenge. So I loved it. It was actually such a blessing from the Lord. I recorded some episodes about 3 years ago with women that were in the community, just doing really super awesome things for God. They loved Jesus. They were out in the community loving on people, and I really wanted to share their hearts and share their stories with the community to uplift everybody. A little bit different for the Jacqueline Nicole Show this time around, what is really on my heart is in March, I'm going to be hosting a Save a Life Tour. If you guys haven't heard of it, the Save a Life Tour is going to be talking on topics that are a little bit heavy hitters in today's society. So we are going to be talking to people who struggle with thoughts of suicide, anxiety, depression, if they suffer from addiction or sexual abuse. We're going to be talking on those subjects. I have guests that are going to be on the Save a Life Tour sharing their testimony. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring each of those guests onto the Jacqueline Nicole Show, interview them, talk to them, let them share their testimony, things that are going on in society, so you guys can get to know them a little bit better than with the show. You know, you're going to hear bits and pieces. So that's what we're going to be doing this time around. And if you guys didn't meet my guest previously, she was actually on the Jacqueline Nicole Show the first season. Yes. And she's one of my good friends, and I love her dearly. And her name is Miranda Dawson. I don't think you were married the first time. Were you married the first time you came on the show?
I might have been newly married.
Okay.
Or maybe we had our son just shortly after. It was like right in the beginning of all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So if you want to just share with our guests, like...
an update?
Yeah, an update, because it's been about 3 years since you've been here.
Yep. So I'm still married.
That's good.
Just kidding. So we met at Living Word, and I didn't meet my husband there, but another girlfriend of mine who used to go there... started going to Central Christian, and then she met my husband, and we just naturally kind of met. And so, not to bore everybody with details, but we got married the last time that we had the Jacqueline Nicole Show, and we had our honeymoon baby. We came back, found out we were pregnant. Fast forward 4 years, 5 years later, son is 4, and we have a new baby. He's 3 months.
And they make seriously the cutest kids. Like, your kids are so adorable.
Thank you.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show again.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was fun last time.
It is. And this time, I kind of feel like we're going for the jugular. Because last season, we did
last
talk...
Last season, the world wasn't that crazy. Just kidding.
It's always been crazy.
It's always been crazy, but it's got crazy.
It is, you know. And if you guys have survived 2020, you know what we're talking about. You know, the last season, we were talking a lot about relationships.
Yeah.
you know, that was kind of my main focus, was really helping young people navigate through relationships and friendships. I really wanted to focus on what it looks like to have a relationship with Jesus in today's society. What I want to do is, you know, I want to invite people. So this show, yes, if you're a Christian, I feel like you would love it. You would love the topics that we're talking about because it is centered around Jesus Christ. However, if you are not a believer, I really want to invite you to the conversation because this show is not here to judge anybody or pick them apart, but really it's just an invitation. I want to share my heart with my viewers and my guest heart with our viewers about, you know, how we came to faith in the Lord, but also with some of the topics that I feel are not talked about all the time in the church. They're a little bit taboo. Like, you know, when you bring up certain topics, they could be really controversial. People get nervous if they're going to offend people. But right now, you know, with everything going on in the world, I think it's really important to talk about those hard truths because I would rather somebody be equipped for, you know, what's coming up and not feel like they just got the rug, mm-hmm. you know, taken from underneath them, like how 2020 felt for a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not prepared. So what we're going to be talking about this episode is the deception, dun, 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 of New Age religion. I know that some of you may or may not be offended, but that's okay because my heart is to love everybody, but we want to start talking about how this has been building up and it's ramping up in today's society. New Age religion has actually become, I want to say, the most popular religion out there right now because, you know, a lot of people, they always are talking about, okay, I want to live my best life, right? Positive vibes only. You know, being positive is positive, right? Yep, it's a good thing to absolutely. Be positive, but mm-hmm. we want to know where the roots are coming from because there's certain things that sound good, right? But the inside could be rotten. It could be deception. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I want to talk about. When I started noticing about the New Age religion, how I felt like it was getting more and more apparent, is I love to shop at Ulta. So if you guys know Ulta, it's a beauty store. And I always like to get my makeup and my skincare stuff there. And there's a few lines that I really love because they're all natural, they're organic, they're good for your skin, right? But what I started noticing is when I go to these beauty shops, and it doesn't have to be Ulta, it could really be anywhere like Target or Sprouts or whatever, but a lot of the packaging is starting to have, they're talking about like crystals and, you know, fairy dust, and it sounds like really magical and unicorns, and it sounds all good, right? But then once you start looking into it, it's more than just like the fairy tale fun stuff. It starts getting into like crystals and tarot reading cards and like palm reading and talking to the dead to comfort you. Like if there's people that you lost, right? And you want to go to someone and talk to the dead. So what I want to get into is because the Bible does warn people about this, but the churches aren't talking about it. And a lot of times people don't see the harm in these types of things, mm-hmm. like with astrology and reading your horoscope, and they don't really see, like, oh, well, what's the danger of it? Because it just sounds really positive. And, you know, why I am so concerned is I feel like, you know, now that I'm in my 30s, I feel more enlightened about hard truths, right? But when you see young people, like growing up in high school, going to college, I feel like if they're not grounded in God's word and kind of like knowing the deceptions of these things, it's really easy to fall into because mm-hmm. it looks so good on the outside. Yeah. You know, what are your takes on it? Because I know that you have some different
takes. Well, just right off the bat, like I remember walking through Barnes & Noble just with my son to go play at a playground that was right behind Barnes & Noble. And there was a table that was set up and it had exactly all the stuff that you just said. It was books like about the stars, astrology, palm reading, tarot cards, a witch's calendar, you know, dates to save on your calendar for these rituals or these things. And it's packaged like in purple and pink and green and sparkles and you know, very, very magical, very, you know, alluring to the eye. Same with Sephora, that makeup store. I remember going into that store and they had like a nail polish kit and it came with a free tarot reading card. And it's like, what does that have to do with nail polish? But, you know, that was, but again, it was just, they're starting to market to a younger, because it's all about marketing and, you know, selling things. And so if you're a marketer, you know, study trends, and that you know that this certain trend or this certain thing is trending with young people. And so then you're going to repackage things and market things to them. So they'll buy your nail polish over this person's nail polish or this makeup over this person's makeup. So that's an indicator that if you just start seeing it randomly, it's like no longer taboo. It's very accepted. It's very, and you know, there's no condemnation, not trying to say that people who do this are bad people, because a lot of people are just under deception. It's deception because it sounds positive. It sounds light and love. And that's what everybody always tells you, light and love. They even will use godly terms like God, the universe, the creator, you know, things like that. And we can all agree to a certain extent, but then when it comes down to the core, it's completely different, and it's something that is actually Luciferianism to its core. And right. So that's the part that Christians need to talk about, and I think it's got, and I don't know this, there's no proof of this, but my own view, my own opinion, just from what I've observed thus far, is, you know, why this has become such an epidemic among young people. You know, a couple reasons. A, I don't think we as Christians or the body of Christ touch topics like that because we do turn a blind eye to it. The danger of turning a blind eye to things, things that are different, things that are weird, things that may not make sense to us and that we don't even want to try to figure out, is wrong in my view, because there's people out there who are going, who do think it's, who do like it, who are going to pursue it. So how are you going to catch them and show them that it's wrong? Or how are you going to catch them and show them, you know, that it's, that what's the deception is, if you're not even educated in yourself?
Right.
So I feel like, it's been able to have the kind of attention that it's had because we've ignored it as the body of Christ to not only expose it, but explain it, explain the origins, explain where it comes from, and give biblical explanation to why it's here, what it is, and then also offer, because you have to think, why do people want this kind of religion? Why do people want that? Because life is hard. The world is crazy. We live in a fallen, broken world, and every single day is a struggle. And people want answers. People want change. People want manifestation. People want to fix their problems. They want power. When you think about it, whether you're saved or not saved, we all come from God, whether you believe that or not. You are a created being. So you have within you certain attributes and things that God put in you, and that's going to manifest and come out, whether for the darkness or for the light. So if you're craving power, that's because we were made to have authority on this earth.
Right.
And everything is supposed to be, we're supposed to rule and reign, not over people, but over things, over the animals, the fish of the sea. I mean, we're supposed to be creating an image of heaven on this earth. And so that is still within people, whether saved or not saved. And so these religions and Satan prize on the things that God gave within us, but to twist it and use it, you know, to a different way.
Exactly.
So not to get long-winded, but that's where it comes from. People want power. They want manifestation. They want answers. They want to fix their problems. Like all of us, whether you're Christian or not Christian, I have things that I'm dealing with. I want them fixed. You know, same with you, same with our family, and same to the unsaved, you know, person that's living next to you who does New Age, because it makes them feel like they're powerful. It makes them feel like they have power. They can control their environment. They can do things to, you know, heal themselves or whatever. And so that's what it preys on. You know, just another quick snippet. I I guess, something that's very trendy right now on TikTok. Young people are on social media. There's tons of social media accounts for parents out there that are teaching kids how to manifest things in their dreams and their life. And it's quick little, you know, snap bites. It's not like a full, like, sermon or anything. It's quick little, hey, if you put this recipe together, if you do this, this, and this, before you go to bed, if you say this or if you think this, you can manifest this in your dream or you can do this. And kids are eating it up. They think it's so cool, and they're being taught these frankly demonic things, inviting spirits into them, and they don't even know it, to young children.
Exactly. And one of the things that I like to tell people is, okay, you have to always start the bottom line, right? Your foundation.
Yeah.
If you don't take God seriously at his word, and you don't take his word seriously, you are not going to take Satan seriously.
Yep.
Right? But absolutely. The thing is Satan, he takes you seriously, just like how God takes us seriously, right? Because he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins because he loves us, right? Now, we have to realize that this is the other thing that the New Age religion is telling people, that especially those who practice certain types of yoga, right? And in Hinduism, and there's different types where they're in the New Age religion where it tells you that Satan is negative, that there's no such thing as Satan, and there's no such thing as hell. Now, if you could do a quick Google search. Like, if you don't have a Bible where you could open it up and read it, I'm going to challenge everyone to do a quick Google search. If you Google, what does the Bible say about, so you could either do, like, tarot reading cards. What does the Bible say about palm reading? What does the Bible say about sorcery? And you will find over 100+ scriptures, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Okay, so even the Apostle Paul and Timothy warns it in the New Testament. You even have in the book of Acts where they start talking about how in Moses' day in the Old Testament, God had to repeatedly warn the people not to sacrifice their children to Moloch, which was another god. So all throughout the Bible, you're hearing all these warnings about, you know, sorcery. Little quick nugget before I ask you this other question, just because I was listening to a pastor who was talking about the Jezebel spirit, and I won't go into like all of that to confuse people, but in the Old Testament there was a king named Ahab, and his wife was Jezebel. Jezebel would manipulate people through fear, manipulation, control, and she would kill people to get what she wanted. So and all of that being said, at the end of it, because she was a very, very wicked, wicked woman in the Bible, and she did a lot of terrible things, it took the Enoch and the Enochs, I think, the Enochs, to throw her over the ledge. They threw her over the ledge because she was so wicked they had to kill her. It was prophesied that the dogs in the Bible were going to eat her carcass, right? But you know what they didn't eat? They ate everything of her body except the palms of her hand. Mm. And the reason why they didn't touch the palms of her hand, it was because she was a palm reader. She did sorcery and she did all of the darkness, right? So the dogs didn't even want to eat that part of her flesh because it was considered so wicked, so disgusting that the dogs wouldn't even eat that. And that says a lot, right?
Yeah.
So what I want to say is that if you're not taking Satan seriously, all these things that are coming up look really enticing. They look really positive. But the thing is that Satan is not like this little red devil with a pitchfork that's going to come in your life looking really evil, looking really scary, right? He's going to come in, the Bible says, as an angel of light. This is why we need to know what God's word says so we're not deceived, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, in your research, what is your take on the origin of the New Age movement? So, where's the foundation coming from?
And so, again, I haven't studied all philosophies. Each philosophy has their own roots. There's tons of different cultures and different empires that have existed all throughout history, even in the Bible days. And so I don't have the answer to, you know, all of the questions, but from what I've learned thus far, the roots are always the same. So different religions may pop up, but the root is usually always the same. Same with the gods. Nothing is new under the sun. We're dealing with the same gods that are popping up today in today's culture are literally the same gods that are in the New Testament. I mean, Old Testament, in the Bible in general. And so real quick, I just to kind of serve a foundation, I just wanted to read, like, what if you just did a Google search of what they define New Age, because it could be defined in many different ways. Some people take, you know, from this religion, take from this religion. So if you call yourself a New Ager, this may not apply to you, you know, as a whole, but it is in general, you know. So it is the main belief is in the energy of the universe that connects us all and reveals the spiritual authority of self. Most all New Age philosophers claim to receive their wisdom through divine masters or entities through channeling. The belief that humanity once lived in an age of great technological advancement and wisdom, which it tries to get people back to. So that's how it's described. Doesn't sound super bad, but it is, and I'll explain why. So you have to go back to Genesis. Just really, you know, the first lie ever recorded is the lie that Satan told Eve.
Right.
It contained some truth. He deceived her with a little bit of truth and a little bit of a lie. And it was a deception. And that same lie that he told is actually the same root and the foundation for the New Age movement and most religions. And that is the ye shall become gods. So did God say, or didn't God say this? And, you know, if you eat, ye will be as gods. But they were already like God. So that was the first deception, is Satan is trying to convince people that they will be like God if they do A, B, and C, and D, when the person is actually made in the image of God, right, already like God, and Satan isn't, and he's trying to destroy them because he hates them because they're like God. Right. So that already is the deception, is the New Age promises all to fulfill all of these things to become gods when they're already God. So that's the first core when you think about it. So at the core of it is Luciferianism, because it edges God out, glorifies the self, and reduces the need for morality and accountability to sin. It's saying that you can achieve all of this life greatness, all of this stuff, without the Creator God. So it's actually a very selfish, self-centered religion. And coded in positivity, light, love, and all of this stuff. So I do want to read this little quote to you too, because this kind of goes into what the root is. I can't say her name, Grace, and then the last name is like K-N-E-C-H-E, but she is a philosopher. If you study the New Age, they get all of their information from a lot of like Alice Bailey and Blavatsky and some of these ancient philosophers who serve the foundation of this. So they always talk about the ancient mystery schools. They channel different deities and all of this wisdom that they've gotten from these spirits from before, way into some, you know, they call it Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And so they're all trying to find Atlantis again. They're all trying to find this stuff again because it was washed away, which right. was the flood.
Right.
So this is the idea that humanity was sleep-like, unawakened, until divine beings descended among the sleeping humans and awakened the mind, and the man became intellectual and powerful. So according to the New Age movement and these ancient mystery schools, man was like sleep-like. We didn't know anything. We were dumb. We were stupid. And these deities, these beings came down, which are fallen angels, from the biblical standpoint, but from their standpoint, they came here to help us. They gave us light, enlightenment, intellectual, you know, technology, all of this stuff that we didn't have before. And so they gave this all to us. So it's a very, like, they helped us become gods. They helped us become better. And so that is they'll quote things like this, and that's what they believe, because that's what they've encountered with these beings. So how to connect that together? What's the explanation for the wisdom that they're talking about, the deities, the divine beings that supposedly taught them all of this, the schools that they went to, the things that they learned. The Bible refers to it, but it's not inspired canon, which is the Book of Enoch. So it does give a... but because they can kind of connect. So we're not saying it's inspired canon at all, but we're saying that it's worth investigating because the Bible does refer to it several times by Jesus and by some other people. And, you know, he was a real person, and he supposedly wrote a book and was able to see all of the fallen angels.
This is Enoch, right?
Yeah, this is Enoch.
Okay.
That taught mankind the things that these New Agers believe. So just a quick little...
And in the Bible, it says that Enoch walked with God.
Yes.
And Jesus also refers to Enoch, too, in the New Testament. So Enoch is a real person.
He is a real person. He walked with God. In fact, he had so much faith, and God was so pleased with Enoch that the word says that that one day Enoch was no more. So he didn't die of any illness, sickness. No one killed him. God just literally took him because he was pleased so much.
Right.
And I think Enoch was before Noah, and I think they're of the same line of descendants.
Right.
And so, because of everything that was going on in the world, the corruption of these divine beings, the fallen angels that came down to teach man all this stuff, that was one of the reasons for the flood. But that's why he was also very pleasing, because I mean, imagine being around this sin, this corruption, this perversion, and not being not being tempted. I'm sure you were tempted, but staying clean, staying pure, and staying on your walk with God and doing what he said, and that he was pleased so much,
exactly.
And then he just took him. So I won't get into it, but just to recap really, fast, these fallen angels, according to Enoch, taught mankind star signs, moon signs, astrology, even taught them the art of abortion, taught them how to make weapons in warfare, makeup, root cutting, how to do drugs, cutting roots and doing things to them and putting them in your body and all that kind of stuff. Also as well as mixing blood of animals, humans. Don't know the technology of how all that happened, but that's all the stuff that got washed away in the flood.
Right. Because Noah, the flood happened because God said there was so much evil and corruption in the world, he had to flood it completely out to start all over with Noah's genealogy.
Because he was perfect in his generations, which if you dissect that word, it means genetics. So literally, his family was the only family who hadn't mixed their blood or their genetics with fallen angel technology, animals, things like that.
And this isn't only in the Book of Enoch, guys. If you read the Book of Genesis, it does talk about
the Nephilim.
It does talk about how Satan fell from heaven. He took a third of the angels with him on earth, and that it says that the sons of God, who were the angels, the fallen angels, were sleeping with the sons of man, which were the daughters, right? So they were mixing, and that's where all this evil was coming up from. Also, I really want to encourage you guys too, because I know we have to end this soon, but there's a few other things I want to talk about because this is really important. I really encourage you guys to check out John Ramirez if you guys have not heard of him. John Ramirez was an ex-Satan worshiper, and he was a Satan worshiper for about 25 years, and it said that he ranked like number 3 in Satanism, like as far as tiers go, because when you start doing the occult, it's like you start getting into higher and higher levels.
Yeah.
And so he explains a lot about what it looked like from the other side, which I feel like is so important as Christians to know, so we are not deceived and caught off guard. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting that John Ramirez was talking about is with tarot reading cards, because a lot of times, you know, if we're dabbling in the things that the Bible is specifically warning us not to, but we're getting positive results, it's like your reason is like, oh, well, what's the harm, you know? I had an experience like that back in college when one of my best friends was killed in a car accident, and our college professor at that time would go to see tarot reading cards, and she would go to people who could, palm readers. And she had came back when you know, my friend was killed over Memorial Day weekend from a drunk driver. And so when we came back following that holiday break, the teacher, that college professor, had this, like, message that she wanted to give all of us from one of those palm readers. And I read it because, you know, I was curious, but deep down in my spirit, because I was a born-again Christ follower, I knew the origins were demonic, you know. For the sake of my friend passing away, I read what it had to say, and there was some truth tied up in it. But then as it went along, because I am well-versed in the Bible, I could start seeing the deception, and I started seeing the lies, and some of the promises that this person was making in their reading doesn't line up with Scripture.
Right.
And so for me, I was able to dismiss that and throw it away. But how they're getting this information, what John Ramirez is saying, is that when you go to a palm reader, they are called familiar spirits, the demons that are able to basically read your fortune, right? So Satan is not able to go into the future and read your future, but these familiar spirits are able to go into your past, because there are, you know, when you're born, you have ministering angels around you, but then there's also in the spirit realm, there's demonic angels, you know, they're always trying to pull you back. They don't want you to accept Christ as your Savior. So they're always trying to get you to go to the other side. So these familiar spirits are going in your past and collecting information from you. And what they do is they're going to tell you something that sounds familiar, right? And you accept it. When you go home, these familiar spirits are coming home with you. They're going to manifest what they told you in the tarot reading card, and it's going to freak you out. Mm-hmm. So when you go back to the person who read you your palms or these tarot reading cards, what they're going to do is, like, I can make all that stop, but I need a fee.
Yeah.
And you see how they get you? So yeah. It's like a hook and bait.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is, it's demonic. It's wrapped up in something that looks positive, but at the end of the day, it's deception.
Yeah. So we could go on and on about it. It's a long topic. It deserves, like, hours and hours of discussion. But bottom line is, you know, you could say, if you're watching this, you could say, you know, I do it, but I'm not participating in the demonic. I'm not participating in the evil. You know, it's just light and love. But the point is, it only is, this religion only exists because of the demonic roots. So no matter what you're doing and what you're engaging in, and no matter how good it feels and how light and love it is, the root of it is demonic. And Satan does masquerade in an angel of light. And so he will use that as open doors and open portals to come into your life. And that's just what we don't want. And that's what we're warning against.
Right. So. Absolutely.
You want to say a salvation prayer?
Yes. Were you going to read something?
We don't have time.
I know. I was like, I'm Italian and this is a big topic, yeah, so we just go on. I do want to end every episode of the Jacqueline Nicole Show with a salvation prayer, because I know that, you know, sometimes we could be talking to people who have been Christ followers their whole life, and maybe that this is something that's just, you know, great education for them. It's encouraging them. But also I want to invite those who have never made Jesus Christ their Lord and their Savior. And maybe this is a topic that you have started feeling unsure about for some time. So if you guys are open to making Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, we want to say a salvation prayer for you. So I just ask that you repeat after me. And if you did make that decision in your heart after we say a prayer today, please feel free to reach out to me if you want to tell me you made that decision, or reach out to somebody. We just want to rejoice with you. And if you need any guidance of a home church, or if you need a Bible, I'll help you get that those tools in your hands.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Dear Father God, we just want to come before you today and thank you so much for this opportunity that we have had to discuss the Bible, discuss New Age religion and the deception with Miranda. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit moves in any person's heart that is under the sound of my voice, that is feeling Jesus Christ tugging at their heartstrings, to say this prayer and make him their Lord and their Savior. So we want to say, Dear Father God, I know that I am a sinner. And I know that I cannot save myself. I believe, Jesus, that you died on the cross for my sins and that you rose again. I ask you, Jesus, to come into my heart, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, and to be my best friend. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you come into my heart, that you lead and guide me in my life, and that you are my comforter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So thank you guys so much for being with us, and hopefully we can catch you at the next show.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.